Research by Scotland's largest teaching union, the EIS, found a 29% reduction in the number of teachers employed in preschool settings. This translates, they say, to a ratio of one teacher for every 84 children. Larry Flanagan from the union says the earliest age groups are missing out.
We have a 3 to 18 curriculum in Scotland. And that early stage in terms of 3 and 4, and indeed primary 1, it requires that there's a professional teaching input. And if you don't have that, then you don't create the foundation for future learning that enhances a young person's attainment possibilities, and we get the attainment gaps that we're also concerned about.
This comes as the Scottish Government have committed to increasing free childcare and early learning hours to 1,140 a year for 3 and 4 year olds by 2020. But Minister for Children and Young People Aileen Campbell says they're training other staff within a nursery setting to provide a high quality education.
We are completely and totally committed to developing a high quality flexible system of early learning childcare which is accessible and affordable for all. And that's why we've invested heavily in the workforce and also people who are expected to attain a BA childhood practice degree level qualification. Those are the managers within early learning centres across the country.
Hart's been speaking anonymously to staff at one nursery about the change since they lost their teaching provision. They say it's had a huge impact.
I think for them it gives them a sort of completely different experience. They're getting to work with people that they know, and then also someone coming in that has different experiences, different ways of teaching, different ways of learning and different activities for them. I think a lot of parents enjoyed having the teacher here. They can see the learning that the children are getting from us, but it also helped that, you know, teachers know what primary schools are looking for as well, and a lot of parents want to know when the children are going to school, you know, what is expected of them, what will they be doing, and that was obviously helped that they could talk to the teachers as well and get a bit of feedback on that.
Labour have described the drop as nothing short of staggering, while the Conservatives say it will make the goal to close the attainment gap impossible. Tell us what you think on Twitter at HartScotNews.